Let's say you were trying to change somebody's opinion. You wanted to move somebody stubborn from one place to another. A really stubborn, you know, person, a donkey maybe, something like that. In other words, what would you do if you're basically going to try and change the mind of somebody who's just a stubborn ass? Well, traditionally, when you talk about moving a stubborn donkey, you talk about the carrot and the stick, and it makes a lot of sense. The carrot, for those of you not familiar with the, you know, general mythology of the human race, is pretty simple. You tie a stick to the yoke on the back of a donkey. You put the stick in front of the donkey. You hang a carrot from the stick. And the donkey, not being a terribly bright animal, will follow the carrot. Just keep following the carrot. So behind that, of course, you have a stick. And while the donkey is chasing the carrot, whoosh, you whip it on the backside, and that's a little bit of pain, and that propels it forward. So the reason we talk about the carrot and the stick is because there are two ways to move people. You can draw them to you, that's the carrot, or you can push them along, and that's the stick. So far, so good. Everybody would agree that the best way to get somebody to move, get an animal to move, get a donkey to move, get a stubborn ass to move, get somebody to change their mind, is to use both of these things. You use the carrot and the stick, because then you're pulling and pushing at the same time. And that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. Now, I've been watching Republicans and conservatives trying to move that stubborn ass along the road of reason for pretty near 20 years now, I guess. And all we do is we use the stick. We constantly use the stick. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you do this, bad things will happen. Look at this catastrophe. Here's something wrong. It's constant, constant, constant stick. And it's not an unreasonable thing, because as people who have an understanding of history, understanding of human nature, understanding of how things work, we can see what's coming. We can see that if we don't get back online with a lot of these protections, then bad things are going to happen. And so we constantly use the stick. Whack, 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 whack. Do this, do this, do this. If not, you're going to get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble. The world's going to end. And really, seriously, from a political point of view, that's on the horizon. We should stop being the stick. And the reason we should stop being the stick is because they're their own stick. Saw a statistic today that said 64% of Americans now feel that cancel culture is a direct threat to their personal freedom. If you'd had that poll taken 2-3 years ago, that number would be 5%. So the policies of these donkeys is the stick. People are more and more unhappy, and they're more and more unhappy every day. Every single day, people get more fed up with this nonsense. They get more disgusted with it. They get more afraid of it. They get more determined that it's going to be a bad thing, that this is not something we want. I've said many times before, I look out into the pop culture. I look at what young people are looking at. I go to a lot of gaming channels. I go to a lot of pop culture channels. I want to see what the next generation is thinking and doing, because they're going to be voting as we basically age out of the population. And what I see across the board is a genuine, it's not just a dislike or a discomfort with progressivism and wokeness and cancel culture. It's an outright, real, genuine fury. They can't stand it. We are so busy trying to be the stick, whack, 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 bad, 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 move, 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 move. We're so busy being the stick. But we don't have to be the stick. As I said, they're their own stick. Nobody wants to go where they're going. And now we get to the reason for all of this censorship. Why is it, do you think, that conservative videos are being pulled off of YouTube? If young people like this idea, if they wanted socialism, if they wanted woke culture, they shouldn't have to pull our videos down. I shouldn't have my videos pulled down, and Steve Crowder certainly shouldn't have his videos pulled down. Alfonso Rachel shouldn't be banned from YouTube. Stefan Molyneux, all of those people, Prager, Daily Wire, why do you think that they're being suppressed? We know they're being suppressed, and we fought against them being suppressed, and we've used that as a stick too. We're being suppressed. You don't want to be suppressed. But think about it. Why have all of these conservative ideas been removed from Facebook and YouTube? Why? We're being censored because we are presenting an idea that's attractive to people. We're actually presenting a carrot, but we don't treat it as a carrot. Essentially, we've got a giant carrot, and we use it as a stick. So this is what I'm thinking we might want to think about doing. Just let's let the left be their own stick. Let the revulsion against the ideas of this philosophy of theirs run their full course. They are all about racial division now, all of it. It's all about hatred and division. Nobody's happy. Nobody likes it. The country gets more and more unhappy every day. They voted for their socialism. Let them have it. We have to start thinking about being the carrot. And being the carrot is a little different than being the stick. Instead of constantly telling people what we're against, we should be telling them what we're for, but much, 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 much more importantly than that, we should be showing them what we're for. How many of you out there have ever had the experience of taking a person who's like a real gun control freak out to a gun range? I know it doesn't happen to everybody, but it's happened to enough of you for the example to be somewhat well known. Because I've done it several times, and I know a lot of people have done it. I've known a lot of people that took liberals out to gun ranges. And when they saw how people were preoccupied with safety, that surprised them. And when they pulled that trigger and something far away went boom, or something within a couple hundred yards of that anyway, that impressed them. How many people have you seen converted by that? When I talk about becoming the carrot, I'm not talking about whipping people with what we've got that's better than what they've got. I'm talking about hanging it in front of their nose and letting them walk towards it themselves. We have to be in the business of showing them not only what the world used to be like, but what the world should be like, what it could be like. We have to give them a carrot to follow. And if we tell them that we're doing it, then it becomes a stick automatically. Once they smell this as a political ploy, it's over. They get back into their trenches. They say, oh, it's just right-wing propaganda. And we're back to where we started from again. You've got to give them something that they want to follow. Now, I've been talking about this, and my friend Andrew Breitbart, and we were talking about this 15 years ago. Politics is downstream of culture. True. Conservatives have walked away from the pop culture. We've walked away from it because we thought it was poison. And it is. But by walking away from it, we've ceded it to the left, which they own. And they're ruining pop culture with their woke politics. So I'm going to be concentrating very hard in the months to come on providing a carrot. And I've been talking about this obliquely for 2 years now, but I'm getting very near the point where I can actually start to share some of this with people once I get the legal protections for it in place. When I talk about a carrot, I'm talking about showing people a world that they want to be a part of. I'm talking about a world where people get to see how much fun it is to say what you want to say, and it turns out that the people who you're talking to are not offended by this. It's a small part of what we try to do with the Virtue Signal show here on BillWhittle.com. We like to show people, aside from the fact that we're talking about things that are important, the most important thing we do on that show is show everybody who's watching that a black man and a white man can have a conversation about the most delicate, inflammatory issues in society, and not only do it without hurting each other's feelings, but doing it through genuine goodwill. We laugh a lot on that show. That show by itself is an example of the kind of world that people want to live in. And we have to do that in such a way so that it's not recognized as political commentary. It has to be entertainment. We live in a world now where the amount of choices for our ever-increasing free time is approaching infinite. In the time it takes for you to watch this video, I don't know how many new videos will be uploaded, but I'd be willing to bet you it's several thousand just in the 10 minutes or so that this video takes. So we cannot beat people into following the carrot. We have to create something that is so fundamentally attractive that they want to be a part of it. And that's what I'm going to be working on in the months to come. I'm working on creating a world that looks like someplace people want to live. Got shiny, cool things in it, yes, but mostly it's got the classical relationship. It's got a strong father and it's got a strong mother, but they're different. And it's got a desire to be on your own, and it's a desire to ride in fast cars over rough ground and on and on and on and on and on. It's a future that's fun. Because the one quality that this woke catastrophe has, and I think we can all agree on this, is that it is utterly humorless, absolutely inhumanly strict, rigid, schoolmaster kind of wrap you on the knuckles, don't get out of line. There's not a particle, not a particle of happiness in any of these people. Have you ever seen a social justice warrior happy? I have never seen a social justice warrior happy. They can't be. They're not allowed to be. That's why they're there. Their job is to be upset and irate and angry all the time. People want to be happy. They want to be happy. They want to be free. They want to be able to speak their minds, believe it or not. They do. They're just not allowed to. And we're so busy telling them what we're against, we never get a chance to tell them what we're for. I mean, when you think about it, all the things that we're so concerned about losing and that we are losing, things like individual liberty, right to free speech, right to keep and bear arms, defend yourself, all of these things are there. Really, the reason they exist is to allow us to do the one thing that's never been even conceived of in the structure of a government before, and that is allow its citizens the pursuit of happiness. And there's a real lack of happiness out there. One of our members summed up what we should be selling pretty clearly. He said, right now, what we should be selling to young people is pretty simple, really. Cars, guns, bacon, and boobies. Now, that may not sound like the kind of recipe that you might hear from Jefferson or Washington, but in the world today, those things have power. Those are powerful carrots. And on some level or another, that is a brilliant, brilliant observation, because if you can set the carrot in front of people and you have them walking after things like cars, guns, bacon, and boobies, then as they pursue happiness for the first time in their lives, it will slowly begin to dawn on them why these protections are there. You can't expect young people to defend protections of liberty that are designed to allow us to have lives that are fun and meaningful if their lives have no fun or meaning in them at all. Why would they possibly have any incentive to defend the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or any of these things if they've never experienced the benefits of them? That's what I'm trying to say when I'm talking about the carrot.